I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it.
You gotta love a little Shirley Manson and Garbage to kick it off on a Monday. My next guest, anything but garbage. He is the very, very smart Devin Ombra, is the Senior Director for Courts and Legal Policy for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And impressively, and we may have to do a whole show just on this, Devin, I wanted to maybe get you back to talk about being senior counsel to Representative Jamie Raskin and your work on the House Committee for Oversight and Accountability, because if you could dish the true dish, I bet it would be very interesting. But that may be worth a sit and chat, just me and you talking about those things.
I will say this, that Jamie Raskin is the real deal. What you see on TV is what you get. And it's both easy and hard as hell for working for the smartest guy in the room, because he's so many steps ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, I can completely see that. I loved his most recent book when it came out. I just sat sort of in the corner and read that thing from cover to cover because it was so captivating.
And just bawled for the first three chapters as well.
Yes, exactly. Thanks so much for making time, Devin. We brought you on because not only are you a super smart lawyer and there's lots of interesting legal things to talk about, but today marks the first day of the new Supreme Court term. And there are a number of decisions that the court will make this term that impact labor and organized labor and working people. And before we came back on air, you're saying to me, hey, let's start there. You just talked to the union president for the Teamsters Local. Let's start with some of these most important decisions for working people that the Supreme Court is going to take a look at. What are these cases? Why do they matter? Why do they matter to Wisconsinites?
Well, so there's a couple of cases that are up this term. It's EMD Sales versus Carrera. It's a really complicated case about how courts look at what the standard is to get an overtime exemption. I won't get into the nitty gritty of it, but why this case is important is because if the court, which is wildly anti-labor, pro-corporate, comes out with a really bad decision, it could impact the way that millions of Americans get overtime and allow corporations, businesses to engage in workplace abuses. It can allow them to engage in wage theft. And it also gives you an idea of how they're gonna rule on the Biden-Harris administration's expansion of overtime, upping the floor to $45,000. At this year, $54,000 next year, and expanding overtime protections for about 4 million Americans. And if they go sideways on this, it doesn't bode well for working Americans. And this, I can talk about why last term lays the groundwork for all this term.
Well, because it's all part of a whole, right? And there has been this inexorable, I can't even use the word drift, Devin, like complete laying over to the pro-corporate, pro-big business sort of bias of this of the Supreme Court is currently constituted, but it's been taking those steps for a number of years. I just wanted to share with you a couple of statistics and get your reaction. Some recent polling says this: 53% of Americans have little to no confidence in the Supreme Court. 44% believe it is corrupt. 33%, including 35% of independents, think that the Supreme Court is biased in favor of Trump. Over 50% believe that the Supreme Court was doing Donald Trump's work for him in the immunity decision. And apparently 75% of voters are concerned about new judicial appointments and who will be president next. I mean, when I think about the fact that Donald Trump, if elected again, may be able to appoint three additional justices to the Supreme Court based on some, you know, prognosticating, makes me extremely freaked out, especially for working people. You know, we've got work to do in tax policy and wage policy. So that was one of the cases you wanted to mention, Devin, a couple of cases from this past terms not just this most recent term, but terms past. Tell folks a little bit about how the Supreme Court has basically become a shill for big corporations with the spate of Republican appointees.
Well, last year, the court issued rulings in two cases, the Corner Post, called Corner Post and Loper Bright. And basically, they said, hey, agencies, you know how you're supposed to protect the public and Congress has given you broad leeway to do that? Just kidding, guys. We get to decide everything from now on. And they started doing this for quite some time, but it got really bad when they created the major questions doctrine in EPA versus West Virginia, which says, hey, by the way, agencies, unless Congress gives you laser-like approval to do something, and it costs a lot of money, you can't do it. But Loper Bright went a step further and said, hey, you want to do just like regular things to help the American people keep their food and drugs safe, prevent major polluters from putting arsenic in the groundwater. You want to do anything? Well, guess what? You don't get to decide that anymore. Judges do. And they did another case called Corner Post, which opened up the regulations that have been on the books since the 1940s, since the creation of the APA, and said, by the way, even though that was good law, we're going to open those up to corporate challenges now. So all these billionaires that the union president was talking about are able to create shell businesses that can challenge these laws and say, protections for American people, just kidding. We only protect billionaires, and they're literally trying to roll back 100 years of progress and bring us back to a pre-New Deal era when corporations were able to run roughshod over the American people, and the court said that the government was powerless to do anything about it.
I mean, that's exactly where we're headed. And Devin, you do not need to be afraid of using the term Chevron doctrine on my show, because my dear listeners, all of you out there, you have heard me rail about the Chevron doctrine and about the major questions doctrine for a long time. And just by way of additional refresher, if Devin's summary didn't get you there, here's the deal. Under the Chevron doctrine, which very weird, there's some weird internecine backstory that relates to Brett Kavanaugh and elite. Anyways, I won't get into all of that. But suffice it to say, it's been around for nearly 45 years. And what it said was, as long as the agency's interpretation of the congressional legislation is reasonable, right, that agency interpretation is entitled to deference. That was it in a nutshell. Where we are now is the Chevron doctrine is no more. We've sort of entered this realm of the major question doctrine, which basically is a standardless doctrine by which the court has said, listen, if the regulation's a really big deal, then judges should decide. Which, if you step back and think about it, judges, you know, not scientists, not doctors, not immunologists, you know, generalists, lawyers, and we all know what we think about lawyers. I am one too. Now judges get to decide if regulations should be upheld in court. What this is going to create is an absolute avalanche, a tidal wave brought by billionaire-backed corporations and their corporate overlords to undo decades of regulations. And folks, if you're a regular person, regulations are there to protect you. The water you drink, the air you breathe, all that good stuff. And to protect you as a worker. Sorry to hammer on this, Devin, but we've talked about this so much on the show that it is really, again, these are all of a whole. This has been the trajectory of the Supreme Court for years now.
You know, and I think it's so important that you're laying that groundwork, because that is the groundwork that they're laying to implement Project 2025, which I'm sure your listeners know all about. But getting rid of Chevron allows judges to basically implement key tenets of Project 2025 without an electoral victory. So it can be Democrats holding the Senate, the House, the presidency, yet these corporations can end run all of that with these decisions to go to this Supreme Court and say, by the way, everything that they're trying to do is now wrong, and we need to implement Project 2025. And that's why the big push that we've been making at CAP and a number of other orgs is implementing these structural reforms to the Supreme Court, because those numbers that you were telling us are not wrong. It's getting worse. It's only going to get worse. And the reason that we have this court is because of bad timing, hardball politics, and an increased longevity in the American lifespan that left us with, two presidents who did not win the majority of votes, nominating, I think, five of the justices that are make up the majority of the Supreme Court. So we need reform. That's why these 18-year reforms are critical. Enforceable ethics. I can go on about this for hours.
It's so ironic to me, Devin. And by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in, my very special guest this half hour is Devin Ombres. He's the Senior Director for Courts and Legal Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're talking about how these recent Supreme Court decisions have put judges in the position to effectuate many of the primary tenets of Project 2025 without winning elections. That's what Devin was just talking about. What is that when you step back and look at it? Conservatives have railed against activist judges for decades, and what they have now done is made the courts locked and loaded and stocked them with Donald Trump appointees, which he was able to force through when Republicans control both houses of Congress, that will be activist judges. The judges will engage in the very behavior that conservatives have condemned for quite a long time. And it's interesting, you know, we began by talking about a case that relates to overtime. And we were just talking with my last guest about the fact that Donald Trump keeps promising to not tax overtime.
But he also doesn't like to pay overtime. Project 2025 plan will allow them to eliminate overtime writ large. So, you know, if you're making under 54 grand a year, he's going to end your ability to get any type of overtime pay. Also, they're going to extend the period by which normal work week is considered to a couple of weeks now. So all that like extra overtime accrual and PTO that you guys are accruing, it's going to be wild out there.
That's really, you know, and listen, I deal in some hyperbole. I do radio, but I don't think it is much of an overstatement to say that the regulatory environment in which each and every one of you work every day, the regulatory environment that helps make sure the food that you and your family and your kids eat is safe, that the drugs that they take are safe, that the air is safe, all those things, that we are about to enter a period where it is the Wild West. And if you believe what Donald Trump has said and you look at his past his past term as president, he's going to put basically those who have been corporate overlords, who have fought regulation and fought against being held to safety standards, in charge of the very agencies responsible for regulatory enforcement. So whether you're getting it from who's running the agencies or from whether or not the Supreme Court's actually going to defend working people who rely on regulations to make sure that they have a quality of life, we're getting it from all ends, it seems.
I mean, if you look at who he's talking about putting in charge of looking at government waste and making sure things run right, it's the dude who built the Cybertruck. And that ain't real good. My brother's in South Tampa and got blasted by the hurricane. And there were Teslas just taking out houses when they got seawater. Meanwhile, you see the Rivian in Asheville, they got moved 150 feet in flood water, and it is perfect. But we're going to go with the guy who builds cars that explode to make sure that consumers are well protected.
Yeah, the guy who got up on the rally stage with Donald Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania and said, "I'm dark MAGA." Of course, we're talking about Elon Musk. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked. My very special guest, Devin Ombres. We're nerding it out about SCOTUS and middle class working people and the Supreme Court, because it's the first day of the Supreme Court's term. When we come back, what we're going to talk about with Devin is what we should do to fix the Supreme Court, the questions that you should be asking the folks running for Congress here in the state of Wisconsin, because it's about time Congress did its job and reined that corrupt Supreme Court back in. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more with Devin, the Senior Director for Courts and Legal Policy for the Center of American Progress Action Fund, after these brief messages.